Chapter 12. The Rescue. Maggie got inside the boat and took the oar.
How can I row this thing?
She thought. She prayed the old boat was strong enough to rescue the men. Slowly, she started to row, but it was difficult. Her arms hurt and the oar was heavy. But finally, she rowed in the right direction. The men watched the boat's slow progress. Maggie's father was very proud, but he was also afraid for his daughter. Finally, the boat approached the island of ice, and the men were happy.
Bravo, Maggie! You saved us!
Her father said.
I hope that old boat can take us all. There is room for only 4 people, so it must make many journeys between the land and here. The young boys must go first.
2 young boys and Maggie got inside the boat, and John rowed them back to the land. Then he returned to the ice to take some more men. The boat went between the ice and the land 2 more times. Each time it creaked more loudly.
Is it strong enough?
Maggie's father thought.
This is so frightening.
Suddenly he heard a noise above him. He looked up and saw an Inuit air helicopter. It circled around the men, and then a door opened in the helicopter. A man began to speak through a loudspeaker.
Hello! This is Air Rescue. Don't worry, you're all safe now.
Maggie and the hunters were delighted. The rescue mission didn't take very long. The men in the helicopter threw down a rope ladder, and one by one, the men climbed to safety. Soon, everybody was back on land again.
How did you know we had a problem?
Asked John.
Only Maggie knew we were on an island of ice, and then she became stuck with us.
You won't believe it,
explained the rescue man.
We got an alarm call from Maggie's teacher. A schoolgirl in England believed she was in danger and alerted the school. That's the internet for you.
Maggie laughed and laughed.
I must thank Jennifer for saving me, she said. In fact, she saved all of us. See what a 14-year-old girl can do?